Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see this, Lee?
What's that?
Democrats, this is according to The Week, a liberal publication.
Yeah.
Headline, 2020 Democrats are avoiding red, white, and blue colors. Talking about the presidential candidates for the Democrat
Party.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Do you know why?
Why is that, Tara?
It might trigger their voters.
Are voters triggered by the symbolic colors of this country?
Yes.
Well, I guess we can't show the American flag anymore, then, can we?
Well, that's the goal. I think with the kneelers was to get, before Trump intervened, I think was to get the flag taken down everywhere, that it would become a symbol of hate. They were well on their way to that before Trump took a wrecking ball to the NFL.
Let's see. Red, white, and blue. Gosh, there's lots of national flags that have those colors in them. I guess we can't show the French flag anymore.
Well, no, I think that'd probably be okay.
Oh, okay. What about the Union Jack?
The Union Jack? I don't know.
Okay.
Here's from The Week. Of the 14 different Democrat candidates officially running for office in 2020, just four have what might be considered traditional logos incorporating red, white, and blue in the American flag. The rest of the presidential hopefuls have branded their campaigns with hues of Liberty Green, Hot Pink, Vintage Yellow.
I'm not surprised. Well,
they say they want to differentiate themselves from Trump, who literally wraps himself in the flag. What? Differentiate themselves as, like, opposed to what? Loving America?
Yeah. I mean,
have a candidate who hates America.
Yeah. That, you know, and that's what, that's one of the, and I'm sorry to bring up another Tucker Carlson reference, but he was making that statement last night. Again, it's like, you know, what do Democrats stand for? They hate America? I mean, it's literally, that's, you look at it and it seems like that every issue they come up with is something that is wrong with this country, and it's because the way this country was founded or what this country represents or the people in this country, and they want to promote things that are outside of this country.
Yeah, but these are the same people who don't have a problem with MS-13, right? So you can only take them so seriously.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so red, white, and blue, that's out. It could trigger and offend Democrat voters.
Well, you know, they should avoid red because that's what their I would say that's what their deficit spending would do to this country. But you know what? Republicans are just as guilty of that, too. So
red's a good strong Soviet color, too. You know, if it's just red, it'd probably be okay. As long as there's no white and blue, you know what I mean, to trigger
just,
anyone?
You know, change those stars to yellow and that's
right.
A little hammer and sickle up there.
What color is the communist Chinese flag? Maybe they could use that one.
It's red, too.
Yeah. See, that won't work. Okay. Speaking of things that trigger me, nobody cares what triggers us, Lee.
No,
they don't care.
Not at all, no.
Kirstjen Nielsen, looking like the only adult in the room in the hearing yesterday. She is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. We are told that Trump is living in a fantastical world, a bizarre world, unless in which there's a crisis at the border. You know, as the head of the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, pointed out Brandon Judd yesterday, their union, head of the union. Hey, listen, you know, I've been testifying before Congress now since 2014 when the Democrats declared a crisis at the border. And the numbers were nowhere near where they are today. So, what's the deal? I mean, I don't know, but Kirstjen Nielsen tried really hard yesterday to lay this out for them in simple terms that they could understand.
Yesterday, we announced that the numbers of apprehension at our southern border have spiked again substantially. Since last year, we have been seeing 50 to 60,000 migrants arrive at our southern border each month. But in February, we saw a 30% jump over the previous month, with agents apprehending or encountering nearly 75,000 aliens. This is an 80% increase over the same time last year.
Darn. Those are huge numbers. When she's warning a million this year, typically in this country, we take in a million illegal immigrants every year. But about 43-44% of those are usually visa overstays. She's saying, no. We're going to start taking in a million a year at the southern border. That doesn't count the visa overstays. I mean, these numbers they're stunning. They're crisis level. Here you go. Here's some more.
And I can report today that CBP is forecasting the problem will get even worse this spring as the weather warms up. The projections are dire. The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17. And at the current pace, we are on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at our southern border this year. Our capacity is already severely restrained, but these increases will overwhelm the system entirely. This is not a manufactured crisis. This is truly an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, that's the goal, is to overwhelm the system.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
I mean,
typical Saul Alinsky tactics,
yeah.
Which is what we are doing, is what the, you know, the establishment government is, politicians are doing.
And he you know, it's funny, as the Democrats are arguing that, like, you know, nobody is, like, really showing up at the border. Not really. You know what I mean? They're just, they're really not doing that. But at the same time, somehow, that DHS is wrong for keeping them in cages. Well, if they're not showing up, why are they in cages?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no logic here. There's no consistent logic here at all. And so Benny Thompson, the head of the Homeland Security, Homeland Security chair, begins grilling her about keeping kids in cages. They don't care about the kids who die on the way here. They don't care about the women raped on the way here. They don't want the kids in cages. They want them released so they can be counted in the census and they can steal more congressional districts from red places and transfer them to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, which is what they're doing now.
We still using cages.
CBP never purposely put a child in a cage if you need a cage like this.
Purposely or whatever, are we putting children in cages as of today?
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
and
the
I've
areas.
Seen the cages. I just want you to admit that the cages exist.
Sir, they're not cages.
But in her testimony, Nielsen painted a troubling picture of what's to come.
Yeah, so anyway. Okay, why do they put, they do lock them up, but again, these facilities that they're put behind, they're really more like fences that they keep them in, were built during the Obama administration.
Yep.
But they say never add that.
No.
Now, why are they there? She tried to explain it's because we have to separate these kids from the adults. They are in danger. And so as a part of explaining that, she said, listen, ICE now gives every girl 10 and older a pregnancy test because they're nearly all raped. Democrats completely unmoved by this. She's trying to explain, listen, this is why we have to separate them from the adults. They will continue to be abused. Which, by the way, to my infinite amusement, Washington Post ran a fact check and said none of this happens. Women are not sexually abused at the border. But the New York Times did not get the fake news memorandum.
Right.
And they printed the opposite thing this week. That women are being sexually, and girls, sexually abused on the way to the border, sometimes brought here against their will.
So we
duct-taped.
Have dueling truths.
Right. So it's supposed to be fake news, but they really are, if they're going to lie at this level, they really need to begin to coordinate their fake news. Because now the FBI, the New York Times is contradicting the Washington Post. And this is even better. Do you realize, like, when Trump did the State of the Union a month ago, literally in real time, the New York Times was real time fact checking him, saying it was false that there was a crisis at the border.
Yeah.
A month ago. They just printed that the border is at the breaking point. All while the Washington Post is still printing corrections and saying it's fake news that there's an emergency at the border given the number of migrants arriving. So, I mean, they're going to have a joint committee to figure out, just, you know what I mean? Just like before they print, what is and is not fake news? Because, I mean, they're getting off the talking points.
I think that's part of the problem. There's already been a joint committee.
Yeah, no. They're smoking some joints. So, I don't know.
That's what must be.
Well, here's how bad this is. She says her agency, Kirstjen Nielsen, has uncovered, this is Department of Homeland Security, recycling rings that let trafficked adults reuse the same children over and over to pose as family units so that they can enter the country. Because remember, we can't stop them now because of the dictates of the liberal judges. Got to let them go.
Yeah.
We do stop them. They eventually have to be let go. And so at least for a little while, they separate these kids from the adults who are, you know, abusing them, using them.
Yeah.
Listen, to the Democrats, Lee, all these kids are numbers to be counted,
yes,
in the census so they can steal another 20 districts.
Well, Democrats prove once again they really don't care about children.
No.
They really don't care.
And, you know, with the incentive for Democrats is so large. I mean, again, the New York Times, the lawsuit by Alabama says that, you know, they're about to lose a congressional district to California because the census determines the congressional districts. And right now they're allowed to count illegals. And so, you know, when they hear a million at the border, they're like, wow, that's like 12 congressional districts that we can steal from red states. Again, if those 20 districts this has resulted in were in Republican hands where they should be before they were stolen using illegal immigrants, we would still control Congress. And so when you look at that kind of a powerful incentive for them to leave the borders open, they're going to play every game there is to try to get everybody in here because they can't win on the facts. So they're using illegal immigrants to steal congressional districts from places where there aren't a lot of illegals. Folks, this is the whole purpose of sanctuary cities. Is to get them in there, get the bodies in there, pack them in there, and then we'll get extra congressional districts and take them from red places so that those people don't have representation and we do us a racket. It's crazy. What's actually in your food? A lot of stuff that's not food. Listen, you know, the FDA recognizes stuff ends up getting in your food, so they got to cut food manufacturers a little slack. Well, like, what kind of stuff are we talking about? Well, like maggots, rodent hair. What? Rodent hair? Yeah, rodent hair. Here's four things the FDA actually allows in your food, but just in small increments. I know a lot of this stuff is probably highly fibrous, right? Maybe good for you. Number five, stuff the FDA allows in your food, because it'd be hard to produce the product without it. Mammalian excreta, namely rat poop, in your ginger. Every pound of ginger is allowed to have up to 3 milligrams of rat poop mixed in. There's your fiber. Number four, sand in your raisins. I don't mind that so much, as long as it's clean. Number three, rodent hairs in cinnamon. Every 50 grams can have up to 11 hairs in it. Yummy. That's perfectly acceptable to the FDA. Number two, nothing like a maggot. They're high in protein. You could live off of them if you wanted to. Oh, and you probably will be. The Democrats take us in the way of Venezuela. Maggots in your maraschino cherries. Apparently, that's a big thing. 5% maggot is the cutoff. That means you could still get a jar of cherries that's 4% maggots. So, you know, maybe they have a little more protein than it says on the back of the jar. Ugh. And number one, mites in frozen broccoli. I'm not that worried about that. Can't you just wash them off? Do they wash off? I don't know. I'll have to pay attention next time. There can be up to 60 mites per 100 grams of broccoli without breaking any laws. 100 grams is about 3.5 ounces. That's not a lot. 60? Seriously? Does that ever happen? What do you have to talk conversation with your spouse? Oh, you put pepper on your broccoli? No, those are the mites. No. Oh, okay. Gotta love life, I tell you what. God knows what we've eaten, right? All right. So Kirstjen Nielsen desperately trying to warn about what's going on at the border, that we are reaching unprecedented numbers. We're talking about 1 million a year on the border. Just sitting there. Just showing up, coming on over the border. No big deal, nothing to see here. Like, how can you even begin to process that? Brendan Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Council, attempted to on Fox News. It's today's first epic rant.
If you look at 1 million people, let's put that into perspective. We're talking about states in this country that barely have 1 million people. I've lived in the state of Maine. That barely has 1 million people. I've lived in the state of Montana. Barely has 1 million people. Wyoming. We're adding to the population in 1 year of illegal immigrants the size of states in the United States. That's astronomical. And again, when we talk about a national emergency, if we're bringing in people illegally into the United States that's equivalent to the size of a state, that is, in fact, an emergency.
Brendan, you know, you look at different situations that happen at the border, and just this week there was a Border Patrol agent reportedly sitting in her car in Calexico and an illegal immigrant crossed over and threw a partial lawnmower blade at her window. The window shattered. It, you know, cut her face, cut her arm. And the point of it was, allegedly, because he wanted to go to prison here in the United States and he had an extensive criminal background. That's a problem.
It is, and if you look at this, when we're dealing with a million people, these individuals become emboldened. They know that they can break the laws with impunity. They know that there's going to be very, very little consequences to them breaking the law. I worked in Calexico, California at the beginning of my career when we were dealing with numbers that we'd never before seen. And they become very, very emboldened in the way they deal with law enforcement. And frankly, they just don't care.
Yeah, which is exactly what the Democrats want, dual justice system. Texter writes, come join us, all who flee poverty, rampant crime, socialistic failed states. We need your help to make America poverty-stricken and socialistic. Wait, what? Another texter writes, hey, Tara, the mites in your broccoli are harmless to humans. They feed on the broccoli. I'm glad somebody's eating broccoli. That way I don't have to. Oh. Anyway, Tara, the mites are harmless to humans. They feed on the broccoli. There's no need to worry. I work for the Clemson Extension Service. Oh, really? Text me back. Every year these stink bugs are eating my tomatoes. They're just eating them. How do you get rid of those things? I cannot kill them. I'm like Caddyshack every year. I'm almost about to give up on gardening. They go right for my Tammy tomatoes every time, and they stick their little noses in there like a little pinprick, and I can't give them to my kids because I know that there's stink bug saliva in there. I mean, okay, I mean, is that dangerous for kids? If it's not, it's just nasty. I just can't do it. I'm about to throw my hands up about ever growing a tomato again. Texter writes, Tara, I'll take all those gross rat hairs and poop, even mites in my food, over any Democrat in power. Yeah, I mean, I would regularly dose myself with the maraschino cherry maggots if I didn't have to have Democrats in Congress. It would be a fair trade. I'd have to be able to throw the Republicans out too, though, about half of them. All right, coming up, the most epic of rants. You thought that was an epic rant. You ain't seen nothing yet about what's going on the border. Next. Did you see this? This is in weightlifting. This is the sports segment of the show for today. Yeah, the female deadlifting world record has been smashed. Oh, by who, you ask? Some guy. Actually, he's not some guy. He's a rapper. By the name of he goes by Zuby. And he did what I'm predicting more people will begin to do. He briefly identified as female in order to break a weightlifting record and prove a point about transgender athletes. Quote, this is what he tweeted. I keep hearing about how biological men don't have any physical strength advantage over women in 2019. So watch me destroy British women's deadlift record without trying. P.S. I identified as a woman whilst lifting the weight. Don't be a bigot. Zuby tweeted. Oh, by the way, he unidentified afterward. He says he only identifies as female while weightlifting. So, you know, given the new leftist rules on gender identity, one would suspect that Zuby has returned to identifying as a male now that he has broken the record. His point was to show how easy it was. You know, boy, I can't wait for the Olympics this time. No, because the Olympic Committee has changed this now. You even if you still have all your equipment, you can still identify. So, I mean, you're going to see transgenders in the Olympics this time, breaking women's records. Okay, get ready for that. But congratulations to Zuby. She broke the world weightlifting record and is now back to being a he. But that could, of course, change at any moment as we. No. Settled science, folks. It's settled science. You can't argue. You can't argue. No, or you're transphobic. No argument here. All right, here we go. Meanwhile, after the just jarring numbers we're talking about record numbers showing up at the border. A million people showing up at the border now a year. That's insanity. I mean, Kirsten Nielsen, head of the Department of Homeland Security, laid it out every way she could, spoke slowly, tried to get the Democrats to understand. They refused to. After all of that, this is Representative Benny Thompson. He's a Democrat and the Homeland Security Committee chairman. Take a listen.
The chairman of that Homeland Security Committee, Benny Thompson, says there's no emergency, calling it non-existent.
I look at what the numbers say. At that time, the numbers were down. If we would do what the system requires to be done, then I think we can accommodate it. But when we create situations where the law doesn't allow for it to be created, it's a manufactured crisis.
Here's the problem with that. the numbers. He says it was down when, in fact, according to the numbers we released and reported here yesterday, apprehensions for family units in El Paso is up 1,689% from this time last year. I pressed him specifically on that as well, and he walked away.
Yeah, just walk away. Listen, if you say a thing enough times, people might eventually believe it. Eventually. Why are these numbers so high? Why are they so hot? Well, it's liberal judges. It's Congress refusing to act. It's Obama taking the refugee status that used to only, you know, maybe a couple dozen people a year would get it. Your government really had to be trying to kill you. And saying, okay, everybody from Guatemala can have that now. I mean, there's nothing to stop the entire country from Guatemala for coming this time. Because remember, you get the whole welfare package, a richer package than Americans can get if you show up at the border and go, hey, I just broke in. Yeah, I'm a refugee. Oh, congratulations. Welcome to America. We'll be paying all your bills for the next 2 years until it's found that you don't qualify. Now, here's what's interesting about this. We talked about this earlier. It's remarkable. The fake news. A month ago, while Trump was giving the State of the Union address, they fact-checked him in real time. When he said there was an emergency at the border, unprecedented, they said it was false. Fast forward to now, where they just published that the border was at the breaking point. So now you read the New York Times and you go, which news was the fake news? I don't know. But Breitbart brilliantly explains what they're doing here. This is a mind game. What the corrupt establishment media are doing is pretty obvious. When Trump accurately informs the public about a crisis along our southern border, the media brand him a liar and give Democrats the cover they desire to not give Trump the resources he needs to contain the crisis. Then, as the crisis worsens, the New York Times gleefully reports on how out of control everything is, how Trump is not able to stop the flow of illegal immigration, which he promised to do. So they're trying to get his voters to give up on him. Basically, the media use propaganda to stop Trump from getting the resources he needs so that they can then turn around and blame him for the problem. This is exactly it. Oh, he promised to solve problems at the border, but look at this. Why is it so bad? I've been explaining this to you for years. Nobody did it yesterday better than Buck Sexton on Tucker Carlson. It is our second epic rant of the day.
Because the laws that we have are such that the people now who show up at the border who have a child are guaranteed to stay. There is no way to change this. Why couldn't the entire country of Guatemala just say, well, as long as I have a kid, I'm going to come to the U.S. border and know that I'll get into the United States? Under the law right now, we are testing that theory out. The word is out. The numbers are going to get bigger. And we have no means of stopping this right now unless Congress actually does something, because this is what the law says.
And if you complain about it, you're a bigot. Would any other country put up with this?
Absolutely not. And this is what you really see, and I think this also came up in your last segment, is the Democratic Party is not opposed to illegal immigration. I mean, I think that's pretty blatantly.
Well, they're not
blatantly
for America. They're actively against America. I mean, I don't think there's any other. I'm a charitable person. It's Ash Wednesday. I want to be a good Christian. But I don't know what other conclusion you reach.
Well, they don't believe in sovereignty. In fact, if you use the word sovereignty now, people in the Democratic Party look at you a little bit strangely. Rule of law, obviously, is largely out the window here. They keep saying, they play this game of, if you surrender, you're seeking asylum. Well, as we know, people within 24 hours often now, because they've overwhelmed the system. And this is intentional. We also know this from Border Patrol. They have been told. They have seen this themselves. People are now showing up. They know the system. They know the game. And if they have a kid with them, guess what? They're going to be on a plane in many cases to wherever they want in the United States, never to be seen again by U.S. authorities.
And what happens to those kids? No, nothing, the Washington Post said the other day. Trump's nuts for thinking they're routinely raped. That would never happen, fake news. Kirsten Nielsen, head of Department of Homeland Security, took that on yesterday. She says rape is so common among migrant caravans that every girl over the age 10 who enters the U.S. without papers is now given a pregnancy test by ICE. God help them. Just enrages me that children are treated this way, and all of it to help the Democrats get more congressional districts out of the census because they can't win on the merits of their arguments. Very unfortunately, Kirsten Nielsen said, because of the increase in violence at ICE, when we have families with children, we have to give every girl a pregnancy test over 10. This is not a safe journey. Okay, this is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. And yet the fact check in the Washington Post said it's not true. No, women aren't abused. How are they going to deal with this? Ignore it. Just lie, lie, lie. Then lie some more after that. Well, what does the liberal group Doctors Without Borders say? In 2017, 68.3% of migrant and refugee populations entering Mexico from Central America reported being victims of violence during their transit toward the U.S., including, you ready for this? Nearly one-third of girls and women who had been sexually abused during their journey. During a speech Saturday to conservative activists, President Trump claimed that when girls head north, Central American mothers routinely give them massive amounts of birth control pills because they know their daughters are going to be raped on the way to the southern border. This is absolutely documentable. We got the stats from Homeland Security. We got the stats from the liberal group Doctors Without Borders. Yet it's being dug fake. Think of how evil that is, Trump said. Well, the Washington Post fact-checked him and said, nah, nobody's ever abused. It's awesome. You want to do it yourself. Trump recalled the beating he took in the press after condemning illegal immigrant rapists during his 2015 campaign launch speech. If you look at that speech, that was so innocent compared to what's really happening at the border. Boy, is it. Remember the Democrats dumped all over him defending the rapist? Well, what the heck? They defend MS-13 after they hack people to death with machetes. I mean, rapist is not a far step for that. That was really an innocent speech compared to the real facts, Trump said. The worst part of it is how they're doing this on the backs of children. Just the abuse, and they don't care. Texas Rights God created the first two genders. Democrats created the other 9,998. Another Texter writes, Tara, since no one is at the border, then no children are in cages at the border. That would seem to be the case, but logic is not at use here. Speaking of logic, let's go get some more from Buck Sexton as he explains why the hordes are at the border now, a crisis created by the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress. Versus before, it's because Congress is incentivizing it, as are liberal judges, and Congress refuses to do anything about that. They could overrule them by noon today, but they won't. So they create the crisis, then say it's not real.
When people are playing this game, this is another lie, Tucker, about how the numbers aren't as bad now as they used to be. Well, the numbers in 2005 and the 1990s, when that was a particular surge of illegal immigration, a lot of those people were being deported back to Mexico right away. It was really a catch and release back into Mexico often, whereas now these other than Mexican, OTM is what they call them, when they get to the border, they can't be sent immediately and deported back into Mexico, so they get released in the interior of the United States, and no serious person thinks they're going to be deported. This is an open door policy. If you have a kid, we have an open border right now if you come from a non-contiguous country and you show up and say, I want to stay. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Crazy, and if you tolerate it, you clearly, it's a hostile act against the country. I don't see any other way.
Yeah, it's a hostile act against the country. That's what's changed. The incentives. It didn't happen out of the blue. Wasn't an accident. It was deliberately engineered. And that's the problem. Texter writes, Tara, the sad part is Trump is one of the greatest men in office. He will go down as the worst due to lies and hatred of liberals. Texter writes, Tara, always remember and never forget the Democrats care about the children, regardless if they have to let them get raped or abused or kill them out of the womb, etc., etc. But they care. Texter writes, if you are a leader of one of these southern countries, I think he means South American countries, that are having people migrate here to escape their country, wouldn't you be embarrassed? Hundreds of thousands of people escaping their homeland for the United States. They really need leaders to make Mexico great, make Guatemala great. Is there no shame that their citizens risk their lives and their children's lives to escape their country? No. They're coming here for the welfare benefits. No, that's why. I mean, you go arrested refugee. It's like a moving package. City of Charlotte offered one of those ones. No. If you would move to Charlotte and vote Democrat, they would pay for the first year of your apartment, get you food stamps, give you food in the meantime, and they'd give you a loan to help you, buy furniture and stuff. And so, I mean, people literally were buying one-way bus tickets when they learned this. And this policy caused taxes to go way up. They funded the social services that were doing this. They eventually had to stop it because, I mean, they were like crowds every day in front of county social services. So people just literally getting off the bus and walking there. They heard you get a whole apartment. They were going to set you up. Most of the people defaulted on the loans for the furniture. And before you knew it, Charlotte was majority Democrat. And documented how this went on over a long time. Well, the Democrats are doing this at the border. They're being incentivized. You get a moving package. Like in Charlotte, but it's much better. Because you get free Medicaid. You know, you get the Section 8 voucher. You would apply, you know, you would qualify for that. You mean you get food stamps. You get all, I mean, you get it all. Normally there's a limit by worth of the benefits. There's not for for refugees. So by the end of the 2 years, when they figure out that you're, you don't qualify for refugee status, they don't take the money back. You just disappear into the shadows. And the next wave comes. It's becoming, it's because it's being incentivized. It's not because they're fleeing their country because of the leaders. The leaders aren't too hot, but no, it's the moving package. Paid for by you, of course, because who else would pay for such a thing? No, who else would pay for such a thing? All right, real quick, to give you a preview of partially at least where I'm going in the next hour. You can't see this because it's radio, but it was stunning. Ilhan Omar, documented anti-Semite. That means she didn't like Jewish people. Was asked by Fox News. You can hear this. You got to see this online. It's incredible. There, you know, the Democrats are in the process of censuring her by name, or not by name. They don't want to name her for being an anti-Semite. But they put the vote off again because anti-Semitism not that big of a deal if the Democrats are doing it, right? So it's a big deal if Trump does it, which he hasn't. But it's not a big deal if they do it. Well, she has asked. There is another separate bill in Congress right now that just simply condemns anti-Semitism. So it's not the censure of her; it's a different one. Just says we condemn anti-Semitism. Right? Nothing controversial about that, you'd think. So Fox asks her, would you vote for that? You know, Representative, a bill that condemns anti-Semitism.
We actually asked Congresswoman Omar point blank if she supports a bill that condemns anti-Semitism. Watch this.
I just quickly ask, would you support this resolution condemning anti-Semitism?
She smiles and keeps walking. Again, folks, if Trump did that, it would be the end of his presidency. No, it would be end right there. We could trace it to the day. That one thing she just did would be the end of Trump's presidency if he did it. Media won't even mention it. Because anti-Semitism, it's cool. It's hip. It's hot. It's what everybody's doing. It's what Farrakhan's doing. It's what Ilhan Omar's doing. Oh, in the next segment, Horizontal Harris stepped up and defended her. What? Yeah, I know. Wait till you hear this. And more coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.